This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, October 7th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Last weekend, we celebrated National Truth and Reconciliation Day. We recognize that our history includes terrible actions based on hate and ignorance. It's up to each of us to face the ugly truths and take action to make positive changes. It's not about just one day of seeing truth and saying I'm sorry and moving on. It's about using each day we have to learn from one another and show up for one another. Today is a part of Thanksgiving weekend. Canada's Indigenous have long celebrated the harvest bounty, as have people from other cultures and countries who live here now. It goes as far back as biblical times in the Jewish festival of Sukkot. Thanksgiving here is said to have started in 1578 when English explorer Martin Frobisher, in search of the Northwest Passage, stopped and was grateful for having ventured safely so far. That's 40 years before the Pilgrims and Plymouth Rock. We are celebrating Thanksgiving here this weekend. There's pumpkins, corn, cornucopia, turkey dinners, football, all sorts of symbols for the harvest abound. Let's not forget the Thanksgiving feast as well. It's a time of giving thanks and appreciation and sharing with family and friends. A time to stop and reflect, to be grateful for what we have and convey our gratitude. It's a time to recognize what we have. Oprah Winfrey said, "Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never, ever have enough." Now is our time to say thanks for what we have, to share our bounty. It's not enough to count our blessings. We need to find ways of using them to make a better world and a better life for all of us. Time runs by so quickly, and the holidays, such as Thanksgiving, present us with an opportunity to pause and reflect on the good things that are in our life. In past shows, we've discussed the benefits to our health and life that come to us when we feel love, express kindness, and experience gratitude. What better time than Thanksgiving weekend to spend time with family and friends, to connect meaningfully with one another? Last week, a friend shared a story. Brenda is a retired nurse. As she was going into a restaurant, a lady came out and tumbled down the stairs. Brenda ran to her, shouted, "Call 911," and asked for a chair that immediately appeared. She helped Anna, the woman who fell, up and calmed her. Anna cried, "I recently lost my husband a few months ago. I'm so upset. I have no one in my life." Brenda looked up, and a circle of people had surrounded Anna and herself, all showing concern and wanting to help. Brenda told Anna, "Look up." And Anna saw the people around her. She was not alone. We may not have blood relatives or a husband or wife in our life right now, but we are all part of the human family and are bound by love and kindness. We may feel alone, but rather than look around to see who's missing, it's possible to have a heart full of loving memories and still have room to welcome others in and make new friends. Our extended family is possible, and we can celebrate together. We have 40 million people in Canada now. Certainly among us, we can find one true friend. Thanksgiving is a time to share with others, to reach out to one another and celebrate the day and life as we have it to enjoy and experience now and each day. Let's appreciate and say thank you for being alive, for being able to enjoy nature's bounty, for being able to have company of kind, good, caring people, our human family. We can celebrate Thanksgiving any way we choose, with a feast, with good company, with whatever pleases us. The idea is to find joy in life, to appreciate what brings it to us, and share the happy thoughts and feeling life gives us so that we can have it together. Let's appreciate what we have. Today, the From a Woman's Perspective team will share their gifts of knowledge and experience to empower anyone who wishes to listen, learn, and make informed decisions. We'll get tips for financial wellness from Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of FemRenew, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source, Christine the health coach, and we'll also get tips and happy stories from others of the team. In a moment, after one important message, we'll get started. So stay with me, Marilyn Weston, and get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, we are at a very interesting time in the market. Great quality dividend-paying companies are trading at quite low prices compared to where they were even just a year ago and are paying investors high dividends. But I get it. Not everyone is comfortable with the risk of equity investing. And some people want equity-like returns, but especially during uncertain times, would really like an element of capital protection. The past few weeks that Darren has been on, he's been talking about structured notes. These investments come in all sorts of different shapes and sizes. And depending on what it is you need and want your financial resources to do for you, there may be a structured note to match. Over the past weeks, a number of listeners have called to ask questions. Last week, I was speaking with a caller who liked some of the attributes of structured notes, but really wanted something that was fully guaranteed. Claire is planning to retire in a few years, already has a good mix of investments, but with the funds she had recently inherited from her parents, she really wanted to protect the capital. And so I talked to her about a fixed coupon with full participation GIC. The particular GIC we discussed has a 3-year term. Claire doesn't really need an income from this portion of her savings at this point, and so she was okay that the annual coupon it would pay her is 1%. The feature she really liked is that it provides 100% of the upside of the equities it is linked to with none of the downside. The upside is not capped. If over 3 years, the quality Canadian stocks this GIC's returns are linked to are up 30%, she will get the full 30% plus her 1% per year coupon. If they're up 50%, she's up 50% plus the annual 1% coupon. If instead the equities are down over the next 3 years, she still gets her 1% per year coupon and 100% of her money back. This GIC is insured in the event of the issuer's failure up to CDIC limits, just like any other GIC. During times of uncertainty, it can be really nice to know that some of your investments are guaranteed and that there are ways to get equity-like returns out of guaranteed investments.
Well, I'm listening to you, and I agree with you. None of us, I shouldn't say none of us, some of us don't want to have great risk, and full principal protection makes sense. If people want to know more about structured notes, what do you recommend they do?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
So if you're sitting there thinking, what's a structured note? Is this good for me? The best thing to do is have a conversation. Ask your questions, get your answers, and make an informed decision. Remember Leslie McCormick, the Farwell Group, 416-863-7501. Leslie, thank you for that information, and thank you for talking more about structured notes. Talk to you soon.
Take care, Marilyn.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge, without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I wanted to talk a little bit about the effects of alcohol on our health. And for many years, it actually was widely accepted that a moderate amount of alcohol use was actually healthy for us. But new research now suggests that even a small amount of alcohol can have negative effects on our health. And in this one 2022 study, it identified an astonishingly 58 causes of death due to alcohol. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that and some naturopathic approaches that we have to help patients with alcohol withdrawal, for example. So alcohol can impact almost every aspect of our health. Weight gain, insomnia, depression, memory problems, certainly diabetes. It can lower our bone density. It can cause skin issues, for example. And there's an increased risk of heart attack and atrial fibrillation and stroke, for example. And some of the effects are immediate. Certainly, you know, for patients who are binge drinking, you're more than twice as likely to have a cardiac event over in that kind of situation. And for some, the damage from alcohol develops over long term. For example, alcohol can actually impede the body's ability to absorb nutrients, and that can lead to long-term consequences for the health. So certainly with my patients, I often will talk about alcohol, ask patients how much they're drinking, and certainly when we do an intake, or you know, sometimes I'll send patients out for blood work just to see what their nutrient status is, for example. But certainly some of the benefits of going alcohol-free, we see some benefits including brain health. Some research reveals that our brain really begins repairing the structural damage caused by alcohol shortly after you stop drinking. So certainly we can see immediate results. Sometimes people think that having some alcohol before they go to bed helps them fall asleep faster, but it actually disrupts our sleep patterns, causing you to wake up after a short period of time and actually results in more restless sleep. Alcohol is actually known to trigger inflammation, especially in the digestive tract, and that can lead to various digestive issues. Things like chronic alcohol consumption can sometimes damage the lining of our intestines. And certainly when we reduce alcohol, we can actually see an improved nutritional balance for patients, for example. Again, reducing alcohol enhances liver function because the liver plays a crucial role in metabolizing alcohol. And of course, many of my patients, when we're trying to help them lose weight, one of the first things we do is try to reduce or even eliminate the use of alcohol because we can see an immediate gain. But certainly from a naturopathic standpoint, often I will refer patients for counseling if it's an alcohol dependency, but we really focus on things like diet and lifestyle changes, counseling, and even for some of my patients, we will include, for example, intravenous therapy with nutritional drips, for example, vitamin C, something called glutathione, to help with the withdrawal symptoms and actually help replenish some of the nutrients that are lost, and specifically the B vitamins can be very helpful. So in conjunction with other aspects and other treatment options, naturopathic medicine can be very beneficial for patients who are either cutting down or eliminating alcohol from their diet. So if people have some questions, they wanted to get some more information, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So if you want to discuss alcohol in your health or any other aspect of dealing with your health naturally, remember the name Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic, and call the number 905-707-2001. You'll get a 15-minute complimentary consultation either by phone or in person, and the conversation can start and you can be enlightened and decide what the next steps are for you. The phone number, 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic. Thank you, Dr. Betty. Look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
When people gather and converse for any occasion, we usually want to participate. Not being able to hear definitely makes this difficult, if not impossible. To explain how we each can hear our best this Thanksgiving and every day, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thanksgiving weekend, a time to gather over good food with family and friends. It usually makes for joyous times, but sometimes creates challenges for some people. For our clients, we try and create solutions so that people can continue to participate and enjoy gatherings and social affairs. But for all the solutions that we create for the people that I'm most thankful for is to have my team. Without them, I would not be able to create so much joy and fun for all the wonderful people that we serve. So to my team, I say with the utmost of gratitude, thank you. To all of our clients who have trusted us to help them hear better, live full lives, thank you. We would not be in this position without you. And last but certainly not least, to all the listeners who we haven't met yet, I thank you all for listening to the show, and I do hope to meet you one day. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and have a great time with each other.
Well, Edmund, you definitely didn't sell yourself, but you definitely showed yourself. You're a person with a heart that appreciates the people around you and the people you have yet to meet. Anyone listening who wants an intensive hearing test, wants real answers and solutions so that your challenges are dealt with in the right way. Edmund deals with every single manufacturer of hearing aids and can tailor the thing that you need that works for you best, as opposed to being narrow in his perspective. And you can hear he has a heart, a genuine interest in helping people, and he'll be glad to help you. The number, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Thank you for that message, Edmund. It's a pleasure to know you and have you on the team, and happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise, Marilyn. I thank you for everything.
Sometimes a holiday weekend, such as Thanksgiving, makes us realize that we're ready to meet someone new. But meeting the right person may feel like an impossible dream. Here, on From a Woman's Perspective, we have Cupid, and she's able to help us find what we long for. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about David. He's a guy that has a lot to be thankful for, so that's our bit of our Thanksgiving theme. But he's also a guy that was really interesting. So I love my job because I get to talk to people that are, you know, everybody has something that I haven't heard before. And he was interesting in that in some ways he's like a lot of people when they're widowers, is they worry about how do I introduce this to somebody that I'm dating? Is it, is it a turnoff? You know, how should I talk about that? And he told me about his wife. He'd had a very successful marriage. They were very happy together. He told me about her that they'd had a very mindful connection, she was always somebody that he could talk to, and she was able to make herself understood in a very calm and measured way. She was educated. She's successful. He said, I was never bored. This is just somebody that was absolutely wonderful. So I wonder, how am I going to, first of all, find someone who can measure up? And also, what can I say to someone that I'm dating about this person? Because he said, I feel like that's part of me in some ways, this experience that I've had. And it was 40 years, so I don't want to dismiss 40 years of my life and never talk about it again. And I'm very sympathetic to that because I married a widower. And one of the things that I found most attractive about him is that he spoke very respectfully and lovingly about his wife, and he'd obviously had a very good relationship. So for me, that was very attractive because I instantly thought, well, this is somebody I just have to train to be a good husband. I know he'll be a good husband. But it's also somebody that you don't have any negativities coming into the relationship. You're just dealing with somebody who's had positive experiences being in a relationship. So I kind of assured him of that and said, you know, it's not that you need to talk about it all the time. And at some point, you know, it's good to give your experiences, but keep it brief in the beginning and move on to something else. Because people do want to talk about the future. And sometimes if you can't sort of look to the future and you're always looking back, it's very hard to see the good things that are coming at you or the potentially good things that are coming at you. And certainly I think David's going to be an amazing asset to our client base, and I think somebody's just going to love him completely. So, yeah. So there you go. That's my Thanksgiving message. Don't give up.
Well, you know what? We have to be grateful that we're alive and make the most of living every day. And you help people by coaching them. You're telling David how to begin again and have a future and yet use the past in a positive way. So thanks for sharing David's story. If someone's interested in finding that right person and wants to hear how you would advise them, what do you suggest they do?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. You can use the toll-free number that's on our website at mistyriverintros.com. You can use the local Toronto number if you're calling from Toronto, 416-777-6302. You can go online on our website. There's tons of great information on there. I've done some interviews with various people that are very useful because they kind of speak to my philosophy around dating and matchmaking. And you can book an appointment right on our website, and that takes about an hour. So I'd be calling you and talking to you, and we can do FaceTime or Zoom or just over the phone, whatever you like. Or if you're wanting to meet in person, I am doing the women's show in Toronto, and you're in the Toronto area, so I'd be happy to meet you in person during that time. But mostly I'm doing my interviews over the phone now. I find I'm very successful doing that. And I'm able to get a good read on people. I've been doing this for 30 years, so I'm very good at assessing people out and figuring out what will work the best for you.
So I'm going to repeat your number. Anyone listening who's ready to meet someone new and doesn't really know how to do it, our Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller, is happy to talk to you and speak to you for a good hour and help you assess the situation and figure out what your next steps can be. The phone number, 416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. Linda, thank you for sharing David's story and giving us Thanksgiving advice. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly healthy aging tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's a pleasure to be here. And today I thought I would talk to you about medical and therapeutic use of massage therapy. It sounds like something we all would enjoy, but is there a medical benefit to it? And there's great research that is peer-reviewed that shows there are specific benefits of massage. That includes pain relief, reduced anxiety and depression, and temporarily reduced blood pressure, heart rate, and underlying state of anxiety. There's been other testing that shows that we end up with better muscle performance and we get enhanced skeletal muscle regrowth and remodeling, which means if our muscles are sore after we've done exercise, massage will help heal that. You know, I think this is really important because we are always looking for ways to keep stronger and healthier without necessarily using medication. And so massage is one of those things that has been around for many centuries, that is used in many countries, whether we're talking Swedish massage, acupuncture, Chinese massage, there's all different kinds of massages, but it seems that there's good evidence for relief of pain. So my advice is that you may want to consider meeting with a massage therapist, talking to that person about what you would like to achieve with massage, and starting to do it regularly.
Well, again, useful advice in clear language, just like the language you use in your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I have one on my night table and I refer to it regularly. And anyone wishing to take charge of their health should remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. The book is available in bookstores across Canada, on Amazon, and also at my store. Signed copies are available. You can order them directly by calling me at 416-504-6777. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. You can't go wrong when you take charge of your health and you get useful advice in clear language. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Life has many occasions, and it's marked sometimes with a gift of jewelry. Many of us have jewelry in jewelry boxes at home and in safety deposit boxes, and yet it's not being enjoyed. I met jeweler, gemologist, goldsmith, Pamela Louse, and she's helping me restyle and remake my jewelry so that rather than it sit in a box, I can enjoy it. She's here now with a happy story. Good morning, Pamela.
Hello, Marilyn. And yes, we're having so much fun recreating your beautiful treasures. Let me tell you about a treasure that a client brought from a recent trip to Tanzania. So we've talked a lot about using heirloom diamonds and sapphires in our jewelry, but we can also use a gemstone that you get as part of a souvenir of a special vacation. In this case, our client was in Tanzania to celebrate her 10th wedding anniversary. She brought back a gorgeous cushion cat tanzanite, which is a purple, slightly bluish stone. And we've created a spectacular ring centered on tanzanite, but also surrounded by very uniquely cut diamonds. So the result is just the most beautiful ring that our client planned to wear for special occasions, but she loves it so much. She's going to wear it every day now to remind her of her anniversary as well as of this beautiful, memorable trip.
You do such magic, and it's very hard on radio to paint the picture of your reality. But if someone wants to visit you in the studio and bring their jewels and gold with them and get some ideas, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is to call me at 647-201-5289. And all of these stories are getting placed on my blog, on my website at PamelaLaus.com.
If you want to see what Pamela Laus can do, visit the website Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Laus, L-A-U-Z.com. There's a link from Marilyn's.ca. And then call her. Show her what you have, ask your questions, and instead of having just stuff that's jewelry, you'll have pieces that you'll enjoy wearing and then be happy to pass the memories on as well. The phone number, 647-201-5289. That's 647-201-5289, PamelaLaus.com. Thank you, Pamela. I look forward to another story next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Thanksgiving is a time that warms our heart. It definitely gives us the opportunity to show our gratitude to people who make a difference in our life. It's the perfect occasion to realize that some people in our society are in need, some in desperate need. As we look at all we have, it's a great time to review and release things we'll no longer need or use. By stepping into our closets and reviewing our fall-winter clothes right now, we can determine what we will love to wear and cull what no longer serves us. The love-to-wears are definite keepers. They need to be hung properly and be ready to go when we want them. The obvious never-to-wear-agains are easy to release. They don't fit us. Either they don't fit our body of today, or they no longer make us feel good because they don't fit our current mindset or speak the language that represents us and makes us feel that we look our best. Each of our wardrobes is more than just clothes to cover our body. The clothes are a silent way of communicating, a way we communicate with others without saying a word. When our message is positive and current, we look good, we feel great, and we even enhance our credibility. So let's look carefully at the clothes in our closets. When they're gently used, not likely to be worn this upcoming season by ourselves, we should feel no guilt in putting them aside to gift to others less fortunate. And then, when we're left with some love and never wears, there's that little black top, for example, that's perfect, but it needs the exact right bra, and then it will be complete. Or the great leather biker jacket that has a zipper that doesn't work. Once again, stylish palazzo pants, but they just are a tad too long. We all have these things, the if-onlys that need work of some kind to perfect them. Missing buttons, a little seam undone. It's time now to either invest our effort or money to make these I'd love to wear things so that they're wearable and we can enjoy them and we can say that they're fully love to wears. If it's too taxing to get them perfected, it's time to release them. Let's make someone happy and open space in that closet for things that make our hearts sing. It's important we remember that we need to set a standard for our gently used donations. Stained, torn, things that are tired and overworked and worn out aren't things that we'd wear, nor should we expect anyone else to. Cold winter weather approaches. Gloves, mitts, scarves, hats, winter jackets are all going to be needed and appreciated. So now is the time to ask ourselves, this Thanksgiving Day, how many of these things do I really need to keep? What will I wear and enjoy? It will probably be easier to part with our excess when we visualize the positive difference we make by sharing our bounty. And at the right time, before the season starts or as it starts, so that people have what they need when they need it, not after a season. There are numerous places that will welcome whatever fall winter wear we can spare. The Diabetes Association picks up their number, 1-800-505-5525. There are bins in our neighborhood that make it easy. Perhaps a local out-of-the-cold program or a charity event. There's no shortage of places that will gladly put our donations to good use and give them to people who will be so happy to have them. And to those who open up their drawers and see cell phones not in use, remember CNIB's Phone It Forward. That gives smartphones to people with sight loss, and they even give you a tax receipt. And while we're giving away our excess this Thanksgiving, this season can serve as a time to begin giving our time and energy as well. We can volunteer at a local food bank or any other place to be of service. It will make us feel good and it will make a difference in our community. The needleworkguild.ca of Canada, Toronto chapter, can use knitters. If you knit, you can create useful items that can be donated this season. It began in England in 1882, and the good work continues. There are always people who need to have help, and we can be those people to help them. B'nai B'rith, Comfort at Home, New Circles Community Service, Kidney Closed, Safety Net Children, just a few to name, many, many more that can be listed here. It's just up to us to find a charity that we would like to support and then do what we need to do. Give the things that are excess away or help when we can. If you wish to clean your closet and organize things, there are instructions on my website, marilyns.ca. That's M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, like Nancy, S.ca. Anyone who prefers to have a hard copy because they aren't computer savvy can simply send me a postage paid addressed envelope, and I'll gladly send a hard copy. Or you're always welcome to call me and chat, and I'll gladly assist you assess and organize the clothes in your closet. My number, 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. There is no shortage of good causes to support. Let's be inspired by this Thanksgiving holiday to not only count our blessings, but also to make them count. I am Marilyn Weston, the Wardrobe Doctor, and I have offered to give you my advice and help to organize your closet and use my closet organizer. I'm willing to do that so that we together can create good deeds and help others. So remember my number and feel free to call me, 416-504-6777. Once you organize your closet, you'll be left with the best, the clothes you feel comfortable wearing and look great in. You'll also make other people happy because they'll be able to do the same, pull a great look together and be ready for the upcoming season using the things that you've donated. We can experience and express our gratitude for all we have. And we can also accomplish so much more by giving from our heart. As Anne Frank said, no one has ever become poor by giving. We will all be better when we are kind, giving, and generous to one another. We can make better happen and fill our world with love, hope, goodness, and know the joy of giving. All it takes is a day like today, or this weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, to get us started. After a brief message, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host. We'll get useful tips from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
For this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us with a tip and a happy story, I think. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn, and happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners. Since it's holiday season and people are going to be spending lots of time with their family and friends, it's a great time to start thinking about accessibility within your home. For example, last Thanksgiving, I got a call from a client named Robin, and she explained to me that she was entertaining all of her family for Thanksgiving. Her mother and father were coming in from out of town and were going to stay over for a couple of weeks. Robin asked me if there were some simple accessibility modifications that could be made to make her parents and her guests more comfortable for the holidays. I told Robin, of course we can make some suggestions and set up an appointment so that we can go over all of the possibilities. Robin invited me over for an assessment, and during that assessment, Greater Toronto Accessibility came up with the following suggestions to make it safer in her home for her guests. One, a railing on her brick wall when entering from outside the home. Robin has two steps before you go inside the house, but no railing for support. I recommended a nice new 36-inch exterior aluminum rail with bronze finish to match her decor. This will accommodate not only her senior parents, but any guest of any age that comes over. Two, in the main powder room, getting on and off the toilet would be challenged if there were no grab bars in place. I gave the option of a toilet safety frame rail. They easily attach to the bolts of the toilet seat and can be removed at any time. Robin asked me if there was another option that wouldn't look institutional. I told Robin we have a brushed nickel toilet paper holder that replaces a grab bar as it holds 500 pounds of weight. So essentially, it's a grab bar toilet paper holder, but it doesn't look like a grab bar. This way, when her parents or family use the powder room, it's not an obvious item that looks out of place. Three, and I would say lastly, Robin took me into the guest bathroom. Her parents and guests always comment about the size of the curb for her shower. It's a 10-inch curb to get inside the shower. If you think about that, it's almost 1 foot. A normal size curb is only 4 inches to 6 inches. So that's a fall waiting to happen for anybody of any age or ability. I told Robin that unfortunately, it's not a simple solution as we can simply remove the curb and tile over it. If we did that, it would ruin the waterproofing membrane underneath the tile and our job would fail within a matter of weeks. Having said that, Robin understood the importance of fixing that shower as it's used all the time for her parents, her family, friends, and kids. A total renovation of the shower was necessary. We will remove the old shower and install a new one that has no curb, so the hazard of tripping while getting into the shower would never be an issue. We would install the plumbing fixtures and grab bars at the right height so it would feel welcoming to all. I told Robin that everything we had spoken about could be completed in 1 week's time, and she was thrilled to know that there is a company like ours out there that not only could do the work that is asked to be done, but also thinks about the long-term use and how the appearance affects others. This is called Universal Design, and we put it into all of our work. So hopefully someone listening today gets inspired by this story and can implement some changes into their home so they can, too, have a great, accessible home for all their families and friends.
Well, a safe home, a forever home that welcomes and is safe for everyone, regardless of their age or their ability, is a special gift. And I guess at Thanksgiving, when we have family over and it can be multi-generational, having things that make sense so that everyone's safe is wonderful, Daniel. You definitely gave her a wonderful plan. Now, if someone's interested in having you come and sort of point out the deficits in their home and give them solutions, what would you do?
So I would suggest they do what Robin did and book an appointment with me. So there's an assessment called the Total Home Safety Check, which I talk about week after week. And I can come to your house and we could look at everything that you're looking to do to make changes. So if you have problems in your bathroom and you want to make it safer and you want to know how much it's going to cost, or maybe you need to redesign your bathroom to make it more accessible and you want to have that design and know the cost of it, that's what this assessment's all about. There's nothing too small, there's nothing too big, but it is your roadmap to the future. So we do a full assessment of top to bottom. I'll give you a full written report with some costs, so you know exactly what you can look for in the future. And you can implement it right away, or you can implement it down the road, whatever you are looking for. But this is the best way to get in contact with me, Marilyn.
So to be clear, this is a written report. The costs are entered, the design is entered, and everything is there in writing so that people can think about it and progress at their own speed.
That is exactly it, yes.
And if someone were to call you today, how long do you think it would take for you to get to their door and do that total home safety check?
So we're booking within the next week or two. We have openings available, so it wouldn't take long for me to come out to take a look.
And a total home safety check, how much would this cost? I mean, sounds like it's got a lot of work involved.
So there is work involved. It's only $89.95, and I don't think that's a very high price to pay for an assessment like this. So that is the cost, $89.95.
And could we do a show special for Thanksgiving?
So since it's Thanksgiving, I just wanted to give everybody the right time and opportunity to give me a call. So for anybody that calls me during this full week ahead, they can have the total home safety check for free.
So a priceless assessment of your home so that you can make it safe and accessible for everyone, all ages, all abilities. Usually $89.95 when it's done by Greater Toronto Accessibility. I've heard it advertised for hundreds of dollars, so it's a bargain at that price, but free if you call this week. 647-206-6409. I'll repeat that. A total home safety check. Yours for free when you call Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, at 647-206-6409. Thanks for sharing that happy story and giving us some good tips as well. And thanks for being who you are, Daniel. You always treat people well and you do things once and do them right. And I get calls thanking me for having you as part of my team. So I thank you for being part of a team here on From a Woman's Perspective. I'm grateful to know you as a person and grateful to deal with you. Thanks again.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the compliments as well.
647-206-6409. Greater Toronto Accessibility, Daniel Wiskin. Give him a call and you'll be glad that you did. Thanks again, Daniel. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Here are some ways for women over 50 to keep moving. Do a quick search on aging and women's health, and you'll get endless hints about heart disease, stroke, Alzheimer's, and osteoporosis. Plus, hormone changes mean lower muscle mass, slowed metabolism, and creeping weight gain. How can you fight back? With exercise. You don't need to live at a gym either. All you need are just the right activities and a keen motivation. Bonus, you may even get relief from menopause symptoms like mood swings and sleep issues. Muscle matters. Strength training isn't about bulging biceps. Aim for toned, strong muscles so you can do everyday tasks. It keeps your weight in check, helps your balance, and keeps your bones strong. You can try weightlifting, band workouts, body weight exercises, squats, lunges, and push-ups by using dumbbells and kettlebells. Be sure to work all your major muscle groups, chest, shoulders, arms, abs, hips, and legs. Do it at least 3 times a week. Plan on 8 to 10 different exercises. Aim for at least one set of 8 to 12 reps for each, with a couple of minutes of rest in between. Here's a tip for you. Circuit workouts, where you move quickly between different exercises, gives you the strength training and the cardio all in one shot. Pump your heart. Aerobic exercise, especially working out hard enough to speed up your breathing, is the key for heart and lung health. If your bones and joints are strong, you might try dancing, Zumba, or tennis. Exercises that put less stress on your joints include walking, elliptical machines, low impact or water aerobics, swimming, and bicycling. Shoot for at least 30 minutes of moderate activity 5 days a week. You can even break it up in 10-minute chunks. Check your level of effort. You should have enough breath to be able to have a conversation. Here's a tip for you. Build cardio into your day. Take the stairs. Walk your dog. Even housework counts. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristinaHealthCoach.com, and register complimentary for 1 week of my online group training and see if this is right for you.
416-809-4084. You can take charge of your health and be motivated, and you have an opportunity to have a week for free with Christine. She'll be your health coach. The phone number again, 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine. I look forward to your tip next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, experience, and a great team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish. And they'll leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. And wishing you and all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving weekend. Sure, we can all find things to complain about these days, but we can also find much to be thankful for. And at Moving Seniors with a Smile, we're grateful for your continued trust in us as we continue to serve our older clients and their family members across the GTA. I started our boutique senior move management services 13 years ago. And on this Thanksgiving, I give thanks for the opportunity to be of assistance to you and your families, often more than once, and for the unwavering support of our Dream Team members, who, like me, take pride in projects well done and joy in your smiles when you see the end results in your new home. We continue to be happy to help, and we give thanks.
Lori, I'm grateful to have you on my team and know that everyone who deals with you thanks me because you do leave people smiling. If someone wants to talk to you and have a complimentary consultation about downsizing or moving or the things you do that's so wonderful, give me your number, please.
It's 416-697-8106. And I'm delighted to be on your team as well, Marilyn.
416-697-8106. Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. Plan your move, think ahead, and you'll never have any regrets when you deal with Lori. 416-697-8106. Happy Thanksgiving, Lori.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too. Take care.
It's Thanksgiving Day weekend. Time to reflect about the good things in life, to express the gratitude we feel with each other. It's time to take the advice of Charles Dickens. Reflect about your present blessings, not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some. This is most definitely a time we can look around us and say thank you to the people who make a difference in our lives. Love and appreciation add joy to our heart and need not make an appearance just for Thanksgiving Day. This holiday can be the start of making every day one that begins with gratitude and includes our commitment to devote ourselves to living our best and being kind and loving to others, and also generously sharing our bounty. Now it's time to say goodbye and thank you until our next show. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very, very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. We each can make our days count. For those who have questions and a desire to take charge of their life, remember, the From a Woman's Perspective team are here for you. You can reach us during the week, and our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. And you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. Thank you again for joining me and your team here. Please plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8, when we'll speak again and you'll get it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Be well, enjoy this Thanksgiving Day weekend, and enjoy each day. Let's count our blessings and also do what we can to help each other and make our blessings count. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.